Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
About Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, if they're tied at the hip. And I really thought it was interesting when Mary Kay yesterday said no, but she doesn't think they're in any danger this year. I would probably say I would say it's like a no, but I don't think they're in immediate danger. Like if they start out 1-5, I don't think Kevin's getting murked. He's not getting the Lane Kiffin treatment. So that's more how I would put it. Just as we start this specific conversation, where do you put it with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry and kind of the greater conversation around those two and the success or lack thereof they've had?
So I think it makes sense that they'd be tied to the hip right now because they function as sort of, not as one, but in a way, like they back up each other, agree with all the decisions, and a lot of people sort of view them in the... They talk about the Browns regime. It's not like, oh, the GM was brought in and nobody likes what he's doing, but the coach is doing great. Some people view it that way. But I think Kevin's done a relatively good job with what he's been handed. And I think that Andrew Berry, the one major knock you draw on him.
Just one?
Well,
I talked to some Browns fans. They got
like a million. I think the one main thing you draw is the draft, which is a fair criticism. I think his ability to draft is an unfair criticism. The reason that he's missed on a lot of his picks, a.k.a. trading away all your first-round picks for Deshaun Watson, is a fair criticism.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Like, you know, we've talked a lot about Kevin, and I don't think Kevin this year is going to be specifically graded on just wins and losses. I think context matters. And specifically, like, was the state of the locker room? I do not buy. There, in truth to the Browns, there were not a lot of bad, unsavory things that came out of the locker room in the midst of a putrid season. When that locker room went into the season, talking about playoffs, talking about chasing a ring, and you fell, you didn't just fall short of it. You fell as woefully short as one can fall from that. And so the fact that we didn't hear those, hey, yeah, don't love the Kevin's fan, the fact that we didn't get anything out of that, it might be construed as a glimmer of hope. Again, this team's good at controlling information, so it might be nothing. I think it's going to be really hard to keep a locker room if this is another 3-14 season. So with Kevin, the devil's in the details. I kind of feel the same way about Andrew. I think Andrew's the tougher guy to grade for this season. Because I think with Kevin, you can just go to wins and losses plus the context. Andrew, I think you're going to be doing a lot of, well, all right, can he not draft or is it player development? All right, is it was this really a poorly built team 2 years ago and this year, or were they a poorly led team? I just think there are so many things that you can push back on with Andrew. And so I think it's going to be really tough unless we all agree, like, what we need to grade and judge Andrew Berry off.
Yeah, which I don't know we're going to get to. For me, like, I don't honestly know how, if Jimmy Haslam truly meant what he said, when he basically took accountability, he's like, yeah, it was all of us, but you can put the Deshaun Watson thing on me. I don't know that you can judge most of what happens this year, assuming that you find that the lack of success, if it so comes, which it probably will, is because, hey, we don't have a quarterback. I don't know how you judge Andrew Berry off of did you win games, did you not? Like, if all of the rookies outside of the quarterback look really good, but you just find we don't have a franchise guy in the room and we don't have a guy that reasonably holds down the fort good enough to put us in a position to win 9+ games, I don't know how you look at Andrew Berry and go, well, you did a terrible job this year. It's like, if you hit Deshaun Watson on the chest, that's the main source of your sort of issues and why the team isn't good.
All right, so there's part of this that I agree with. What I'll say is, if you just view it on 1 year silo, I don't think there was, it's an awful quarterback room. If we just go on of like what you've done recently in NFL, what you've done in the NFL, or where you were drafted, right? It's a late third round pick, a mid fifth round pick, a 40-year-old that washed out of Indy last year in a team that was actually a good Indy team last year. So he was kind of their Jameis, and it's a guy who's never played good football in the NFL in his life. Not good football. He's played atrocious football, unplayable football. None of this is a feather in anybody's cap unless it actually turns out to work in some way or another this year. At the same point, there weren't – I can't – other than eating money to take Kirk Cousins on, which wasn't smart with where you were cap-wise, there's no other thing. Like, unless we get some report that Aaron Rodgers actually would have signed in Cleveland, and even then, I don't think he signed for $11 million like he did in Pittsburgh. So I would have signed Aaron Rodgers, but that takes two to tango. The Kirk Cousins thing takes two to tango. You didn't get a shot at Cam Ward. I think overdrafting Jackson Dart wasn't smart. So, like, you look around, it wasn't a good quarterback market on any front. That's if you view it on a one-year silo. I think the problem is that because you went all in on Deshaun for so long, you allowed yourself to be caught in a predicament with your pants down that knowing he's likely to never play here again, you went in an offseason having to replace every quarterback in your quarterback room, and that is because of inaction. The second, and listen, this is a revisionist history take. It's something I've thought, but I haven't put on the record, so you're allowed to call it revisionist history. The second Deshaun had a bad year, you should have drafted a quarterback. You did. It was DTR. You should have drafted a different quarterback. And then when Deshaun followed that up by having a second bad year, you should have gone higher in the draft last year. You should have given yourself, and you should have given Kevin, quite frankly, multiple runs at the quarterback so that maybe those guys had time to develop, where this year it's you-know-what or get off the pot for each of the rookies and even Kenny Pickett, too.
Yeah, I think so. Part of going back and
just real quick,
yeah.
I don't view it in a one. Sorry, I went on for 30 seconds or 3 minutes. I'm going to go on for three more. I don't think you should, if Andrew only viewed the quarterback room as it was Deshaun Watson and everybody else didn't matter, that is a failure. It's one thing to make the biggest trade in the world. And by the way, the other big mistake is moving on from Baker Mayfield. Whether the idea was right at the time, yeah, you failed because he became really good elsewhere and your quarterback failed. You should get hit twice for that. But then at every point when that guy failed, when Deshaun failed, at some point you should have woken up and said, maybe we'll take the situation behind him a little more seriously so we can have some continuity, even if that continuity isn't him.
Yeah, I think that probably should have been there. But realistically, like, if you pay a guy $230 million, the backup's not like, and I get like, there were bad years. You're still on the books for him. If Patrick Mahomes played bad next year, and I understand, much different circumstance with what Mahomes has done. But, like, if you just paid him and then he plays bad, you're not going, oh, maybe we should draft somebody. Or even.
But you could have protected him doing, like, what the Packers did with Favre, where you had Favre, he was 26 years old. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You continuously drafted guys, mm-hmm. and not just in case, because Brett did have some personal problems that were part of the in case, but because you can never have enough quarterbacks in that quarterback room that have a chance to start.
Yeah, I think you definitely could have put more guys in the room. You could have given them a chance, but even the guys that you drafted in Green Bay weren't like, they're going to come take the job from Brett Favre, right? It was, you're Brett Favre's backup.
But they're going to develop in the system, and if we need them, we can go there.
Right, and I think Kansas City takes a much different approach, where they typically go, let's go sign a veteran quarterback who, you know, something goes wrong, bleep hits the fan, we go out there and we put this guy in. Now, they know they have a successful quarterback already, but I think once you pour that money in, you don't look at it as just Deshaun, which they might have with DTR as a backup, but you should view it mostly as Deshaun, and a lot of our success is tied into, does Deshaun work? So I don't necessarily, like, hammer them for, oh, well, you didn't have a backup plan while he was here.
Well, but no, I think the point is, if you just go, well, it's a bad quarterback room, what choice do they have? They had seven choices, and every choice they've made at the quarterback position since deciding Baker wasn't it and they didn't want to be in business with him, every single one was wrong. At some point, that's a lot of choices. Hey, we're going to trade for Deshaun. Wrong. Hey, we're not going to draft a backup. Wrong. Hey, we're not going to have a decent backup behind him in case he's injured or stinks. Wrong. Hey, we finally got the backup, but he fits the old system. We got a new system now catered to Deshaun that the new backup in Jameis doesn't fit. Wrong. Like, oh, and now, by the way, all of that led to this watershed, this absolute point. Like that's got to be part of the equation. Like, if we're going to do context, we got to go all the context. One of those things, you're right. One of those things isn't the end-all be-all. You put six or seven of them together, and it is pretty startling.
I think I would just be surprised. So, again, like, the Deshaun move itself is hard to put solely on Barry, and I think when we talk about judging Andrew Barry, a lot of that should come from, what does it look like from a job perspective? Like, does he stay here? Because there's people that are unhappy. There'll be people that, if this year goes poorly, they'll be more unhappy. I think it's a lot of, how does Jimmy evaluate, and how is, does he keep his job? Does he not? And I think a lot of that should be tied into more of, I just don't know how you put it on wins this year. Like, if you take the Deshaun thing, and maybe they could have drafted a backup. Chances are they got that backup. If it wasn't a high pick, it probably wasn't going to be much here anyway. It's not like he was going to be. He might have helped you guide you through 3-14 last year. He wasn't going to immediately make you a playoff team, more likely than not.
I think here's the problem, is specific to the Jimmy thing. Because, again, we're asking the question, you know, how should Andrew Barry be judged off wins or his draft class? I don't think it can be drafted off wins specific to this year, because they're a 3-14 team that had no chance at upgrading their quarterback spot, even if he led them to 3-14 last year. But specific to the Haslam thing, I think if you add to the context, like, I didn't know Haslam and Greg Williams didn't like each other. I didn't realize that. That's something JP informed me of the other day. Because, again, I wasn't here when that happened. I'm starting to get the sense that Jimmy, you're much more hireable long-term if Jimmy just likes you. And that's as scary as anything else I've heard. But the truth is, he should be drafted off his draft, or he should be graded off his draft class. So some iteration of his previous draft picks, like McGuire, who they really like, any of the young defensive backs, or any of these young guys, it doesn't have to be the quarterbacks. They need to play. You need one of these, not just one, because you took a top five pick. Mason Graham needs to tease cornerstone potential this year. He doesn't need to be cornerstone. He needs to show you immediate, hey, this dude can play, and he can play at the NFL level. And then the second thing you need to do is you need somebody from Quinshon to Schwesinger, the German linebacker, to Harold Fannin Jr., to Dylan Sampson. You need those guys to show that they can be cornerstone too. And that might not be fair. Don't care. I'm just rhyming again on accident. Good Lord. But that's, yes, I need to see. He had the assets. He had two second rounders. He had a first rounder. I need to see guys who look like they're ready to break out in the NFL this year. Otherwise, I'm just going to give him another pass for. At that point, he will have had as many years with first rounders as he wouldn't. Whether it's guys he's already drafted or guys he did draft this year, it's time.
So I guess I more view it in a one-year silo, but with the caveat attached to it that it's a really short leash while he's there. Right? Like, you're basically in a, hey, what do you have from this year? Sure, toss the other draft picks that you made into the back of that. Like, if Isaiah McGuire, I think, turns out very nice or just flat out stinks, I think that's something that plays a part. But mostly, what does your draft class do this year? Because in my eyes, Jimmy's basically gone through and excused everything that's happened before already. By keeping them together after 3-14, after Deshaun didn't work out, you basically went through and said, it was fine. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to see if this thing works. Now it's, does it keep moving forward? Does it keep work? That'd be answered by, what did you do this year? How did the players you drafted perform?
216-474-0092. Should Andrew Berry be judged off wins or his draft class? And we're talking mostly about this year. I think we know we're going to be judging Kevin Stefanski off, but you always remember you're first. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.